Were you a little startled over there? Yeah. Either snow slid off the roof, hit that flat roof over there, or I thought maybe the Holy Spirit was going to show up and shake the building, right? Of course, we see the Holy Spirit in our gospel reading this morning. The Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove upon our Lord after he is baptized by John in the Jordan. This identification of Jesus with the Spirit, with the Father, with the mission, this is what the church celebrates today. But it's an interesting image when we think about the fact that here we have the Son of God made flesh after these number of years, 30 or so, begin his public mission by submitting himself to this baptism of repentance, which is what John preached. John preaches this baptism of water, of repentance, and all kinds of people were coming to him. And so why does the Lord do so? Or we could ask, why are so many people coming to John? Now, I was thinking about that and thinking, okay, you know, you have to think about water, you have to think about washing, you have to think about all these things that the church throughout our history has reflected on. The early church, the fathers of the church, they never really quite got over reflecting on this scene that we see today. They're amazed by the Lord's humility. And they love the fact that God entered these normal waters, the waters of the Jordan, so that all waters from then on might be able to be used in the sacrament of baptism to cleanse, to purify. They loved thinking about that and reflecting on how the Lord makes use of very ordinary, elemental things to actually communicate his grace. But as I was thinking about that, it struck me, you know, we take water absolutely for granted every day. And I was remembering that my dad would relate to us every now and then the fact that when he was growing up, and there might still be some of you here of that age, that Saturday was bath day. That was the day you took a bath. 12 kids in the family, wood-heated stove, and you boiled water on Saturday, and everybody took a bath, probably in the same bath water, right? And that's within a living lifetime. So this idea of walking in and every day taking a shower, every day, if we go and we work out, we get cleaned up, even before we go to our next activity. That's a really modern and recent development. So for us to get an idea, all these people were coming to John for the baptism in water of repentance. I think we think about how much would you desire a shower or a bath if you went 3 days without one, or a week. This isn't a question to answer, but when was the last time you went 3 days without a shower, right? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. But I probably can't remember in my life, maybe, going 3 days. Maybe a couple times. But you're camping or whatever, right? But even then, people expect their campgrounds to have shower facilities. So here you have all these people who know they're carrying the burden of sin, what they've done, what they carry with them. In a certain sense, the dust and the dirt of just living, of poor decisions, of hurtful and harmful actions, words, comments, all those things. And they're carrying that. And then here's John who shows up in the desert and says, prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord is coming, as we hear in that first reading, to give comfort to his people. Real comfort. And I'm the herald of that. I, John, who am not worthy to unfasten the sandal of the one who's coming after, I'm telling you, prepare and repent. They desired to be baptized in repentance. They desired to be made clean. They were longing to be reconciled to God. And John announced that. But John didn't claim it for himself. John says, I'm preparing you to actually open your hearts so that when the one who comes who will baptize with fire and the Spirit can enter in and enliven you, give you the life you cannot have without him, give you the life you don't even know to desire until you meet him. So our Lord approaches, and the people are prepared, and then our Lord actually submits himself to this same baptism of repentance. Why? Let's think about this a different way. Each person carries their own personal debt, right? We all know that. And even if we put it in monetary terms, we know that carrying debt happens in life. And you can get behind, and you can get under the rock, and it might look like you're not going to get out. That kind of debt, the one that you can't get out from under, you can't pay off. The one where when things go south, a couple jobs don't come through, and you end up so far behind that there's no visible way to get out from underneath that debt except to declare bankruptcy. That kind of debt we might relate to human nature. We carry that debt all the time. Our human nature is estranged from God. The fallenness of who we are, our proclivity to choose sin, to be selfish, that which continually drives to estrange us from God. We can't make up for that. We can't redeem that. We can't wash that clean. It's not within our power. The Lord comes, the sinless one, incarnate in the flesh, takes on our human nature, and here at the River Jordan identifies with us and undergoes the baptism of repentance to say human nature now has the possibility of repenting for all of it because I'm carrying it. If you found out tomorrow that you were carrying and responsible for the debt of all your relations, and you had to pay that off, that would be crushing. And if you didn't pay off in a certain amount of time, we're going to start liquidating your assets. That would be terrifying. But that still doesn't even come close to what it means for our human nature to be estranged from God, to be fallen. It's as unfathomable as if somehow you personally became responsible for the national debt. And that was on you. And that's what our Lord takes on himself. The whole of it. So he enters into the Jordan and undergoes the baptism of repentance to say, it is my time to carry this. I begin here, and I repent with you and for you. And I carry it from here to the cross. And if you want to live in me, if you want to live in that regeneration, that state of being cleansed in his life, in his blood, then follow me. Follow me from the Jordan to the cross, to the grave, to the resurrection, to life in the Father. So on this day, as we celebrate the baptism of Christ in the Jordan, we celebrate the fact that God so loved the world that he sent his Son to be like us in all things but sin, but still carries all sin. Identifies himself in the flesh with our human nature, and in his humility carries us with him, not out of judgment, but out of mercy and love. and then invites us here today to live in his life. So as we approach the altar today and receive the body and blood of the Lord, let us thank the Lord for the opportunity to live in his life, to have the grace of true repentance that opens us up to the working of the Spirit. Let us ask the Lord for an inpouring, a descent of the Holy Spirit onto us, so that we might hear in our own hearts and it resonate truly, "This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. And I am well pleased in you."